Today is the 2nd of January 2020. I don't know what the Hebrew date is. The 5th of Tevis, Tavshin Pei. All right, so we are up to Halacha Day of Perek Tes in Devarim. And there's actually a very interesting halacha that comes out from it. And it came from, I flipped through the Torah Tanima finding. It's not really a halachic chapter. But and then there's no Torah Tanima here in the base matters. So I think I track down the Gemaras and we'll figure it out. So there's two Gemaras that make a point about the same thing. There's a couple of interesting ways we could have gone for halacha day. But here we go. We're going to do the halachos of davening a long Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, the halachos of davening a long Shmoneh Esrei. What is that? So the Gemara tells us on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in Maseches Brachos Tanur Rabbanan Ma'ase B'Salmud Echad Sharlifnei Atev Lifnei Av Rebbe Eliezer. There was somebody who went and davened in front of Rebbe, in the presence of Rebbe Eliezer. V'haya Marich Yoser Midai, and he davened for a very long time. So Amar Lo Talmidav. So Rebbe Eliezer said, his student said to him, Rabbeinu Kama Arkan Huzeh. He says, look how long, look how this person is a elongator. He is a Kama Arkan. Look how long he's making Shmoneh Esrei. So Amar Lehem, he said, Klum Marich Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, is anybody daven longer than Moshe Rabbeinu? Dechsiv Be, as the Pasuk says, this is from our Perek, Pasuk Chaf, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Esar Bayim Ayom, Yesar Bayim Alayla, that he's daven for 40 days and 40 nights. So Shuv Ma'is, that's idea number one. Idea number two is Shuv Ma'is, Tamad Echa, Char Lifnei Atev, Lifnei Rebbe Eliezer. There was another person who went to daven for the Yomud, it sounds like, in front of Rebbe Eliezer, Bahayim Akatsa Yosef Midai, and he davened not very long. So Amru Lo Tamidav, so they said, Kama Katsaran Huzel, they said, look how much of a abbreviator he is. So Amru Lehem, Rabbi Eliezer responded, Klum Mekatzer Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu, is there anybody who davens shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu? Dechsev, as it says, Kel Na Rafa Na La, that says, Hashem, please heal her. That's referring, that's in Parshas Baaloscha, in a reference to when he davened for healing Miriam. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu daven for such a short time there? So Rashi gives the explanation, anybody remember? Why does Moshe only say five words of tefillah on behalf of Miriam? So Rashi says, lest people say that, oh, he's only davening a long time for her because she's his sister. Right? So in order to avoid that look, Moshe davened very short in order so that nobody would be able to have that taina against him. Okay, so that's idea number one. Gemara 1 about davening a long Shmoneh Esrei. So then there's a little bit of a further discussion of this, a couple dafim earlier, daf lamed beis amud beis. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Chanin, Amar Rabbi Chanina, kol hamarich, so the Gemara tells us there, Amar Rabbi Chanin, Amar Rabbi Chanina, kol hamarich betfilaso ain't filaso chazeres reikam, that anybody who davens for a long time, so he will not return empty-handed. Sounding like it will be effective, right? If he davens a long time, it will be effective. That's what it sounds like. So minalan, how do we know this? Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to say, "Shenemar v'yispalel al Hashem uksiv basri v'yishma Hashem elai gam pamahi." That I davened to Hashem, and it says afterwards that Hashem listened to me at that time. So it's referring to this pasuk, right? He davened a long time on behalf of the Jewish people. So and he listened to me. How do we know that Hashem listened to Moshe? They didn't destroy the Jewish people as a result of the Chet Egel. So now we know already that there's a problem, because if that's the case, Moshe could have gotten whatever he wanted, and Moshe did not get whatever he wanted, right? Moshe was not allowed into the land of Israel. So already there's a problem. But anyway, the Gemara doesn't ask that question, right? The Gemara could have said, why did Moshe daven a little longer? But it doesn't ask that. Rather, it says, Eini really, V'hamar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Hamarach B'Tfilasa Uma'ayin Ba. That anybody who davens for a long time and thinks about it, sofba lidei che'ev lev, that he's eventually going to have a heartache. Why is he going to have a heartache? Shnemar, as the pasuk tells us in Mishlei, tocheles mimushacha machala lev, that anybody that davening for a long time makes the heart sick. Right? What's the impression that what are you going to get? Meaning, you're going to get a heartache in that you put in all this effort for tefillah and you're not going to get what you requested. So my takante, how do you deal with that? So yasek b'torah, involve yourself in Torah. Shemar beitzchayim tave ba, that the tree of life is, when you learn Torah, so is a desire fulfilled. Ve'ein eitzchayim el Torah, that you'll shemar eitzchayim hilam achazikim ba. So it sounds like davening for a long time is not beneficial. So the Gemara responds by saying, lo kasha had the marich ma'ayin ba, had the marich v'lo ma'ayin ba. He says, once talking about davening for a long time and being ma'ayin in it, and the other one is talking about where he davens and is not ma'ayin in it. So what does that mean? Which one? which one is which? Which is considered the good one, and which is considered the bad one? So ha'ma'arich. So the assumption that Rashi gives here, that anybody who is ma'arich and ma'ayin ba, that's not a good idea. Meaning he thinks about, what's he thinking about? He's thinking about how he's going to be listened to. So anybody who davens for a long time and assumes that he's going to be listened to, he might not get listened to. As opposed to somebody who just davens for a long time, so then he apparently will be listened to. What's the problem? What does that mean? Well, what's the problem with davening for a long time and like assuming that one's going to be listened to? So by assuming you're going to be listened to, you're saying, I assume that I deserve what I'm asking for. So if you're going in and with the assumption that, oh, I deserve what I'm asking for, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the books and takes a look. Well, let's see. Does he deserve what he in fact is asking for? And if that's the case, so then you don't know where the result is going to end up. So that's the Gemara's conclusion here. That one is being ma'arich and being ma'ayin is a problem. Just being ma'arich is not a problem. So Tosfos on this Gemara asks. He says, we do say in the Mishnayos that we say as part of Birchas HaTorah. So of the things that Ochel Pirosim B'Olam Hazeh V'Karen Kayamos B'Olam Haba, right? One of the things mentioned there is Iyun Tefillah. Right? It sounds like Iyun Tefillah is considered a good thing. So how does one? How do we resolve that? Is Iyun Tefillah considered a good thing, or is it considered a bad thing? Right, Amal Yusehi. V'chein Ma'asher beget Pashut. Also, it sounds like it's a good thing. So V'yesh Lomar Tosos answers the Trei Iyun Tefillah Yesh. Right, there's Trei Iyun Tefillah. That there's two types of being Ma'ayin Tefillah. Yesh Iyun Tefillah Dahacha Hametzapesh Atavu B'Bakashaso. That the idea we're talking about here, the Iyun Tefillah, the examining Tefillah that we're talking about here, is when you daven and assume that it's going to come true. That's what, or it's going to happen. V'yun tefillah d'hasam, but there where it's talked about being a good thing, shemachavin es libul tefillah. That just means that you had a lot of kavana and tefillah, you tried to understand all the thing, and that's considered a good thing. So davening with the assumption that's going to come true, that seems to be across the board problematic. It's interesting, this halacha is actually quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Or HaChaim, Simen, Tzadi Ches, Siv Hei. So the Shulchan Aruch there says, we're going to be, over the next, 20 minutes or so, we're going to be all over Chilak Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah. But here in Tzadi Ches Sif Hei, it says, Tzadi Ches Sif Hei, yes. It says, Al Yachshov Roy Hu Sheyasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Bakashaso. That a person should not think that it is fitting that Hashem, that I deserve Hashem to fulfill my request. Kevin Shekavanasi Bitfilasi, because I had Kavanah during Tefillah. I mean, don't say, because I had a good Shemona Esrei, Hashem should listen to me. Why? Ki Adarava, Zem Maskir Avonosav Shel Adam. Having that Hashkafa, having that philosophy, will actually bring forth the avonos, your sins in front of us, the sins of man in front of Hashem. Ella, rather, yachshov sheyesek kadosh baruch hu b'chaso. Rather just say, Hashem will do this out of his kindness. V'yomer b'libo, and you should say, ma ani dal v'nivzeba levakish meis kadosh baruch hu. I mean, what right do I have that I'm such a lowly person? What right do I have anything to ask from Hashem? In lo mirov chasadav. It's not for the fact that he's so kind, shumis naig behem im briyosav, that he acts that way with his creations. So what's the attitude according to Shulchan Aruch? Not that, I'm going to daven, and therefore because I daven, Hashem owes it to me, so to speak, to come true. But rather, my davening is a appeal to the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the kindness of Hashem. And that's how I daven. If you will be so kind, will you do this to me? Not because I deserve it, but because you, in fact, Hashem, are a Baal, Ari Bal Rachamim. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes a couple of other ideas to this effect, but one of the things that it points out is that your request could be fulfilled, not necessarily in the way that you it does say, the Gemara says that if you do daven with kavana and you don't say I deserve it, let's say you follow this halacha and Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to daven for a long time and I'm going to really have a lot of kavana and I'm going to concentrate on how Hashem should do these things because Hashem, could be a Baal Chesed. So he says, yeah, number one, she ain't feel Shulchan Zeres Reikam, but even though it might see that you didn't get what you wanted, Hashem does still reserve the right to say no. That's number one. Hashem does reserve the right to say no. The famous story with Nachshon Waxman's father, where everybody davened together and then they asked him, and his son got killed when he was being held captive, and they asked him why if all of these tefillos were sent, what happened? He says, sometimes Hashem says no. So this that's one answer. Number two, he says, Pamim pu'ulasa mitbas l'asid lava ula achar zman. He says, it could happen, just not now, right? It could happen, just not in the way that you see. Or sometimes you'll get something else instead, right? Those are the three possibilities that he puts out here. Here in the Sefer, Piskei Tshuvos. Okay, so that's number one. Whether it's a good thing or not a good thing, it is a good thing, assuming that you don't to daven for a while with the proper kavana, as long as you don't think that there is a quid pro quo that I'm going to daven a long time and therefore I'm going to get everything back. Right? That shouldn't be our assumption. Rather, it should be an appeal to in order for it to be a perfect tefillah. Right? It can't be anything demanded in exchange, but rather a request for a do us a favor, right? Okay. Anyways, so that's number one. So the Gemara tells us also in Maseches Brachos, actually a daf earlier than that, Amud Aleph. So the tells the story of Rabbi Akiva. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kachaya min hago shel Rabbi Akiva. That this is what Rabbi Akiva did. Keshaya mispalel im hatzibur, when he would daven with the shul, hay makatzer ve'ola. He would daven very quickly, and he would finish soon. Right? Mifnei torach tzibur, because of the burden that could be imposed on the tzibur. I mean, they would be waiting for him, and he didn't want to hold them back. So therefore, he sounds like he davened quickly, or was even makatzer. And there actually are halachos for a person to be makatzer their tefillos if they somehow see that they need to do that. The chashem is bal bein olav in atzmo, when he would daven by himself, adam anichu bezavizu umotzu bezavis acheres. A person would leave him standing in one corner, and they'd find him in the other corner. V'chol kach lama, why did that happen? If they krios v'shtachos, was all the bowings and the prostrations which he did while he was davening. We don't generally bow more than we have to, so right. So the Rishonim deal with that issue that we don't generally assume one should bow more than we have in our own than we do the four times that we bow. But nevertheless, something happened with Rabbi Akiva. We could talk about. You could find that out another time. But the part that I want to focus on is the first part. Right, then he would daven with the tzibur hayim makatzer ve'ola, that he would daven. He would daven quickly. So the Ishei Yisrael is a full sefer on Hilchos Tefillah, big thick Hilchos Tefillah book. So what do we have here? Rishon and Dal. Yeah. So what does he say with regards to this? He says Hashliach Tzibur Kodem Shemaskel Chazar Nashatz Yamted Ad Sheisaimu Es Tefillah Halacha Shanoshim Hamispalim B'Mesinos Mila B'Mila. That a person he should wait for. Who should he wait for? So there's no real number according to halacha. Rather, what is the way? How does he record the halacha? Although it's not in Shulchan Aruch itself, but you should wait for the people that are davening nicely and saying every word until they're finished. Right? That should be what one should do. Now, that's a little hard to tell, but Kadesha Yafsiku Lomar Kedusha, so that they'll be able to say Kedusha, more on that later. Ach Kishema Arichim Ma'ubrit Filasim, but if they're davening for a long time, so Ain Tzarech Lahamtin Aleim. So then one does not have to wait for them. So how do you know? Right, how are we going to figure that out, whether they're davening for a long time or whether they're not? So he says, well, so our minhag is, L'kach Nagu Lahamtin Ad Sheisaim HaRavo Av Beisin. The minhag became that they're going to wait until the Rav or the Av Basin, until they finish, the Mestavim Mithpalel Hubim Mesinos, because they're probably davening at the appropriate pace. V'gam Eino Marach if they Terech HaTzibur. And they're also not going to daven too long because of Terech HaTzibur. The Marach HaRav Av Basin Ein Tzarech Lahamtin Aleim. And the halacha actually is that if the Rabbi or the Av Basin, if they're actually actually going davening for extra long, for longer than should be, so then you don't have to wait for them either, right? The reason that we're waiting for him is not a halacha per se about waiting for the according to this explanation, is not the halacha per se of, oh, we're going to wait for the rabbi to finish. This the assumption is that the rabbi knows what he's doing. The rabbi is davening at an appropriate pace for that congregation. And therefore, when he finishes, that would be an appropriate time to begin. That's one reason why we wait for him. Now, there is another Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah does mention in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet, all the way at the end of the first section of the Mishnah Berurah, an additional reason why we would wait for him. The Mishnah Berurah there says, V'chayom, this is in Kuf Chaf Dalet Tesvav, V'chayom nispashit haminug lahamtin al Av Basin, the minug became that we wait for the Av Basin, V'nira hatam, as far as the reason is, Mishum da haminug kayom ba'ari Yisrael, likvoa im ha'av basin biyachad, es lilmod achar tefila. Because the minug became that in the Jewish cities, to establish a time for learning right after davening. Right, so apparently the Av Beis Din did not have children that had to get to school right after davening, but that was the minug. V'im kishe yiskabeitz minyan takeof yispa'alu yelach acharkach, and if they would daven quickly without waiting for the Av Beis Din to finish, so as soon as davening would be over, what would everybody do? Right, they'd get out of there. Right, so in order to ensure that everybody stayed for the learning, or at least somebody stayed for the learning that took place right after davening, so they waited for the Av Beis Din to finish. I'm not sure why he says Av Beis Din, not the Rav, but they waited for whoever that person was to finish, so that there wouldn't be this pause in between where people wouldn't know whether there would be that he would be learning or not. What's the nafkamina? So according to this opinion of Mishnah Berurah, right? It sounds like you wait no matter what. But the standard psak seems to be the other way. The standard psak seems to be that we assume that the rabbi is going to be davening for a long time. There is this story that is out there. I've heard this from pretty decent sources, but you can ask Rav Shmuel if it's true. But the story is, I'm not sure Rav Shmuel is actually the biggest expert on Rav Yaakov stories or not. Like, you know, Rav Shmuel wasn't there for very much. He didn't grow up. Rav Yaakov in his childhood was in America, and Rav Shmuel was in Lithuania, and then he came here, and he lived in his house for like a couple of years, and then was off to yeshiva. So I don't know. It's interesting. If you go through the Kovei Tzalachos, it always is startling to me when they quote Rav Shmuel saying something, and then the footnote a sentence later says, "Oh, and I also found this that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky had the same opinion." It's like Rav Shmuel doesn't quote his father. It's just the author found the source that Rav Yaakov had the same opinion. But anyways, the story is with Rav Yaakov that one time he needed an early mincha and he walked into one of the classrooms and asked the boys, or they were like davening a mincha right after shir or something like that. So he walked in and said, okay, you're davening, let me join in. So apparently Rav Yaakov would daven for a long time. And the guys kind of look at each other like, great, there goes recess or something. But that time, Rav Yaakov davened for a very short time. And he finished quickly, and they were a little startled. And afterwards, he told them, he says, if you daven in the base medrash, in my minion, so then you follow my rules. But here I'm davening in your minion, so I'm following your rules. And therefore, I'm going to daven shorter in order to accommodate the to accommodate the standards in this room. So what about if the rabbi wants to daven longer? Maybe he has something on his mind that day, something like that. So is that it? Is he stuck? So there is in Tales at a Shul, Rabbi Emanuel Feldman does write that every once in a while he wouldn't go to shul on purpose. Because he said, I need more time. Whatever. He said, I want more time, so therefore he davened a biyachidus. He was the Rav in Atlanta. So the story continues and tells that show with somebody. I think I read this 20 years ago, so I'm not sure I have all the details. But one of the people said to him, why weren't you a minion? He said, and he said, responded to the person, like, what? You think I daven like three times a day, always? The guy's like, like, I'm just kidding. And he told him what the situation was. But that is an idea. Meaning, if one is going to have greater kavanah by themselves, certainly if it's once in a while, so then perhaps that makes sense. If it's all the time, princess, I need greater kavanah. So I think Rabbi Kefet put it best when he said, "You might be true halachically, but that's a you problem. Meaning, if you think that you'll have always have more kavanah by yourself than in a minyan, says you might want to like." work on yourself a little bit. But but does the rabbi have the right to daven a little bit longer? He says, yeah, you should just tell people. Ideally, tell people ahead of time, you know, don't wait for me, just go on. But what about if he didn't tell people ahead of time to don't wait for me to go on? So does he have any option, or is he, like, stuck? What happens then? So the Mishnah Berura, where are we here? In Siman Kuf Dalet, Sif Aleph. So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is lo yafsik b'tfilaso v'afilu melech Yisrael shol b'shlomo lo yashiven, that you can't interrupt your davening for anything, and even if the melech Yisrael comes and asks you, says shalom aleichem to you, you shouldn't answer. But if a non-Jewish king comes and asks you, you should daven quickly, that's it, and still. Right, you should daven quickly, but he doesn't say that you can actually answer. But all right. But anyways, that's the law here in Shulchan Aruch. Lo yafsuk b'tfilaso, even for a Jewish king. So the Mishnah Berura adds in vafilu l'remiza bi'alma aser, that it is prohibited even to hint to something. Right, that if to 2 minutes, you know, to do something like that. Right. So the Mishnah Berura says that even that's aser. However, he gives two exceptions. He says one im lo latino kabocha. If you have a baby crying, right? So this has happened. Mutlo l'rames lo biyadav k'deisha yishtok. That you are permitted to hint to the kid that they should be quiet. V'lo yakrido mispilaso, right? And not disturb your davening. V'im eno moel. And if that doesn't work, so what can you do? Yarchik asasmu imenu v'lo yadabrimo. So go someplace else. Right, so don't interrupt your davening by speaking, but you could either shh is a little bit of a question. The Viski Tshuva points out, but at least they'll put your finger on top of your mouth, or go someplace else if that doesn't work. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'chein adam nichbad she'omid b'tfila v'ashli b'chzir matin alav." Let's say you have a adam chashuv, and the shliach tzibur is waiting for him by miras kaddish o kedusha, v'hu eino merutza b'kach. Shiamtino alav, and he doesn't want them to wait for him. V'zem matrido b'tfila, right, and that's disturbing his tefila. Mutdilo l'ram mezel shliach tzibur shiyispal k'darko. It's permissible for him to go to the shliach tzibur. Go ahead, and he could go on his way. The Bizki Tshuva adds in that ideally, if you just do with your finger, you wouldn't actually make a sound. But he says, b'di'evit, you can even do that. B'di'evit, even if it means psst, right. Go ahead, right, do something along those lines. Even that would be permissible. So the So that's number one. If you want to daven for a long time, so idea number one is what? Just tell them to, you know, motion with your hands so they can go on. What if that doesn't work? Or what if they say, no, Rabbi, we're not moving on without you. Meanwhile, you know, you got 8 guys talking in the back while you're waiting. So what are there any other options that exist? So the Mishnah Berura later on, in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet, says, yeah, I have an idea. Well, at least sure we got it here. In Sif Yud Gimel in Kuf Chaf Dalet, it says, if somebody wants to daven for a long time, and he sees that, he sees that they're waiting for him, he could actually take 3 steps back. He could do a pump fake, right? He could take the 3 steps back, right? Let the chazan start, and then he could take his 3 steps over, and then go back to his place and daven at that right time, and continue davening where it left off. Right? Assuming his kavanah is l'shem shemayim, so that would be an appropriate thing to do. In the Piskei Tshuvos here, on that sif, it quotes a little story. Where is it? Kufos Stalin. I thought I marked this off. These marked off on a different sif. Uh-huh. thought I marked it off, but it tells the story of the that there was a Rav who was davening in the same minyan. It was his minyan, and like the Ohev Yisrael was visiting. The Ohev Yisrael was Rav Avram Heschel, but not the one from the seminary. His like Alta Zaidi was the Ohev Yisrael, was one of the early Hasidish Rabbanim, and he was visiting. So the Ohev Yisrael finished before him, right? But he's the rabbi, so they're waiting for him, he realizes. So what does he do? So the way that it's recorded is that he took three steps. I mean, he was only up to Ritzeh, but he says, I don't want everyone, I'm going to disturb the Ohev Yisrael, it's not right. So he took it three steps back and ended Shmona Esrei. That's the way the story is told. So the way he quotes it here is, he quoted from a Sefer who quoted the story and said, but that can't be, right? That can't be, because that's against the law. He can't just end Shmona Esrei in the middle. Rather, it must be that this Rav did the pump fake, right? He went, took three steps back, and continued his davening later, so that the Chazan would know that he would be able to continue on without having to do the full wait for the Ohev Yisrael. Couple of more halachas along these lines. Number one, if you're in the minyan, so how many people do you need to have finished in order to daven? So there's a little bit of a stira on this. The Shulchan Aruch does say in Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Dalet that when you do the Shliach Tzibur, everybody should be quiet and you should have kavana for the brachos of the chasin and answer amen. And if there aren't nine people having kavana to hear those brachos, so he says karov lios brachos alavatala. So it's close to being a bracha levatala. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. However, earlier on in Nunhei, and it sounds like you need to have nine people no matter what in order to answer for Chazara Neshatz. Earlier on, however, in Nunhei Sivav, it says, where is it? Im hiskil echad me'aser li'spal levado ve'inu yachol lanos imahem. If somebody, that if one of the 10 people started to daven by himself and he's not going to be able to answer now, or Shehu Yashan, or he's sleeping. Afilo Hachi Mitzarif Himahem. Even so, they could join for that minyan. Right? Implying that what? That you don't need nine people to be answering Amen. So how does one resolve that? So he says, yeah, one's L'chadchila and one's B'di'evet. So the Aruch HaShulchan on that sif says that he thinks that a person who is actually davening Shmona Esrei, what the Chazara Shatz is doing, is actually better. And he puts the number at six, that you need five to answer and one to be the chazan, right? And that's sufficient to be able to begin Chazara Neshatz, which is important. I remember before I went to Phoenix, I knew this was going to be an issue. I remember this is one of the shilas that I asked Rav Shechter before he came there. Do we pass on to Mishnah Berurah, who is a little more strict about this, or pass on like the Aruch HaShulchan? He says, no, pass on like the Aruch HaShulchan. Right? Otherwise, you got people sitting there all day waiting for this one guy to finish Shmona Esrei. That's not a good position, neither for the people that are waiting, nor for the person who is holding him up, right? So passing like the Aruch HaShulchan is fitting. One more thing to deal with is that if you are the guy davening a long Shmona Esrei, and the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, so what do you do? What do you do if everybody gets up to Kedusha? So the halacha is that there is a concept called Shomea Ka'oneh, that there is a concept called that if you are listening, is as if you said it. And we paskin, therefore, that you should stop, be quiet, and listen to the Kedusha. That way everybody goes ahead and and you'll listen to the Kedusha. It will be considered as if you say it. Now, it is interesting. That is a little bit of a machlukas rishonim, what is appropriate. The Gemara in Masechta Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis discusses the concept of Shomea Ka'oneh in the context of Halel, that the way the Gemara describes the saying of Halel is different than what we do, that it has different people saying different parts, and everybody sort of feeds off of each other, the other person saying Halel. So it's based on this concept called Shomea Ka'oneh. So Rashi makes a comment here, that if you're davening in a tzibur and the shliach tzibur says kaddish, actually it says kedusha is what changes it to. It says kedusha o yehesh me rabba or kaddish. So yishtaku b'tfilasan v'yishmu b'kavana v'rehin ka'onin. So you should be quiet, listen with kavana, right? Listen to what they're saying. It will be as if you said it. right? And then when they finish Kedusha, you should go back to your the saying your own tefillah. That's the Shita of Rashi. That's actually how we paskin like. Tosfos has an interesting disagreement. Tosfos says, no, that's a big problem. You can't do that. Why? Shomea ka'ona means if you hear it, it's as if you say it. So Tosfos says, if you're in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, and the Sibur accepts to Kedusha, and you stay quiet, what are you doing? So just Tosfos, it's as if you're saying Kedusha, which is not allowed, right? That's a problem. So Tosfos actually paskins you should dafka not stop for everybody saying Kedusha, because then it will be like you're interrupting your own Shemoneh Esrei. And he brings a proof. His proof is that the Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us that if you come to a shul late, if you can finish up before the tzibur gets up to Kedusha, so then you should, but if you can't, you shouldn't. So Tosfos says, why not? Just do Shomei Ka'ona according to Rashi, right? Just, you'll say that way. So that's why Tosfos says, no, Rashi's wrong. I'm sorry, that's why Tosfos says, he says Rashi's wrong. You can't interrupt yourself, so to speak, interrupt yourself by being quiet and listening to Kedusha. Tosfos gives another answer, and that's really what we assume, and that is that, yeah, it might be true that Shomea is Ka'ona, that when you listen to something, it's as if you said it, but that's not ideal. Ideal is for you to say it. So when the Shulchan Aruch or in the Gemara says that you should, if you're not going to have time to finish your Shemoneh Esrei by the time the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, you should daven. What's it called? You should hold off on your davening until you hear Kedusha. That's because you want to fulfill it ideally. But if not, if you start davening by yourself, everybody else gets up to Kedusha, so then you should just be quiet, listen to Kedusha in the within the opinion of Rashi. It's interesting, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, we paskin like Rashi. It's an issue for another time about Rashi's status as a posek. At least in this case, we do paskin like him. Okay. The halachos of davening long Shemoneh Esrei. Good idea. It's a good idea too, as long as you have your kavanos in the right place. We wait for the if they're waiting for you, don't daven an extra long Shemoneh Esrei. If you do, so then there's a couple ways of getting around this issue by either motioning people to move on or faking them out. If people are diving for a long time, you need, as we paskin, you need six to finish. And if you are in the middle of the long Shemoneh Esrei, we paskin that one should be quiet and listen to everybody else, listen to the Kedusha in order to be Yotze. All right, let's stop here for today.